السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فجزاه الله عنا وعن الأمة خير الجزاء وأوفر الجزاء وأتم الجزاء أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فقال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, our Lord, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and final Prophet Muhammad, his family, his followers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, as you ought to be mindful of him. And do not die except in the state of Islam, as you have surrendered yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in a very beautiful occasion. This is the Friday, the last Friday of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fast, and especially the coming days, these days and coming days, the last 10 of the month of Ramadan, are the best days, the most blessed days. In these days, we should increase our activities, our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our dua, our sincere relationship with Allah, our reading of the Quran, our listening to the Quran, our prayers. And in Islam, there are two things that are very much emphasized. One is your devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadah. Islam emphasizes ibadah. Pray 5 times a day. Do more nawafil, tahajjud prayer. Devote to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing is your charity, kindness, helping the others and the needy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran again and again, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Please come forward. Yes, please come forward a little. Come closer to each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us again and again that believers are those who do the ibadah of their Lord, and they spend from what Allah has given them. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Those who perform the prayers, and that which we have given them, some of it they spend. They give it, they donate. Give it for the cause of Allah. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who spend their wealth the night and day, during the night and during the day, openly and secretly, for them there is a reward for their Lord, and they shall have no fear and they shall have no grief. وَإِذَا رَأُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they remove the evil with good. By doing good things, they remove the wrong things. And they donate from that which we have given them. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Their sides leave the bed. They get up during the night and they're calling upon their Lord out of fear and out of desire. They fear him as well as they hope him. And they spend from that which we have given them. وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. In Surah Al-Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they respond to the call of their Lord, and they perform the prayers, and their affairs are conducted through mutual consultation, and whatever we have given them, from that they spend, they donate. So giving, being charitable, being generous, this is the attitude of the believers. And it comes from the spirit of thanksgiving. It comes from the spirit of gratitude. They thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he has given them, and then they take care of those who are in need. They help the poor and the needy, and they help the cause of Allah. They give it to the institutions that are for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the schools, for the masajid, for all different kinds of institutions. They provide for them. So this is the spirit. And this spirit becomes much more at special occasions, special places, during the month of Ramadan, during the days of Hajj, especially those who go to perform Hajj, or when they go for Umrah, they become generous. They want to give and help to people in need. That is the spirit of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward. To those who give, Allah give them more. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Is it like a seed put in the ground and it sprouts and brings 7 corns, and from each corn has 100 grains, and Allah gives more. Allah gives more than that. Allah multiplies many times. مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, actually he said that there are 3 things I swear on them. He doesn't need to swear. He speaks the truth. But Rasulullah wanted to emphasize this point. Salasun uqsimu alayhin. There are 3 things. Remember, I take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is what's going to happen. And then Rasulullah said, ma naqasa malun min sadaqah. The money is not going to decrease because of sadaqah. By Allah, the money is not going to decrease because of sadaqah. Actually, it's going to increase. Allah will multiply it many times. And it will happen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is, those who give in the path of Allah, Allah give them more. There are 2 types of charities, my brothers and sisters, in Islam. One is the voluntary charity, and the other is obligatory charity. Voluntary charity, that's what is mentioned here, give. The more you give, the more you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will multiply it for you. But there is obligatory charity. And that obligatory charity is called zakat, which is the 3rd rukun of Islam. Salat, shahada, and then salat, and then zakat. First, declare the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2nd thing is to perform your prayers. And the 3rd is to give the zakah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. These believers are successful. Those who are humble in their prayers, those who avoid vain things, useless things, they avoid. And they are the givers of zakah. They are the one doers, the acts of zakah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. So zakat is a rukun min arkan al-Islam. And rukun is مَا لَا يَقُومُ الشَّيْءُ إِلَّا بِهِ. Rukun is that without which the things is not going to be, cannot exist. So those who do not give zakat, actually those who refuse zakah, they will cease to be Muslims. And if somebody believes in zakah but does not do it, he's a sinner, committing a sin. So zakat is obligatory. It is obligatory upon those who have the wealth, who have the money. And the money has exceeded the nisab. Nisab is the minimum that Rasulullah ﷺ prescribed, that if you have more than that, then you calculate whatever you have, and then out of that you give the zakah. So zakat is this specific amount of wealth, and from this a special ratio is given, and then there are people specified to whom it should be given. Zakat is a specific charity in Islam, highly emphasized. When the people refused to give the zakah, in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the first Khalifa, he sent an army to fight them because he considered them as people who are rejecting Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, salat and zakat together many times, more than 30 times. Allah has mentioned, أقيم الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. أقيم الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة. Zakat is very important. Salat is very important. Zakat is also very important. And zakat is not like any sadaqah. The sadaqah, you give whatever you like to give, whatever you feel like giving, whatever time you want to to give to whomsoever you want to give. That is charity in general. And it's highly emphasized, give it. But there is a minimum charity. For those who have the nisab and the year has passed on that money, on that wealth, they have to give this zakat from that. They have to give charity from that. And in general, it is, I mean, there are some rules, details. We had a whole seminar on that. And you can ask, if you need more questions, you can ask about that. But the rule is that 3 ounces of gold or its equivalent in cash, which in today's market price is about $6,300, if you have that amount and 1 year has passed, this is your saving. You have that and the year has passed on it. Then at the end of the year, you calculate all that you have, including the 3 ounces of gold and its cash value. And then you give the zakat on that. So you have 6,300. The year has passed on it, and now you have Allah gave you more, and they calculate, and you have now 10,000, 20,000, whatever. So what you are required is to give 2.5% of that. 2.5%. Allah is not asking you 100% or 50% or 10%. 2.5% of that. For the cause of Allah, to help the poor and the needy. So every person should see from what time he became the owner of the nisab. You became the owner of nisab certain time in the month of Muharram, in the month of Safar, Rabiul Awwal, any time, Ramadan. That is the time you became the sahib al-nisab, the owner of nisab. And now, next year, at the same time, according to the lunar calendar, next year at the same time, you see what you have. More, if you have more, you will calculate together with the nisab and then other, and then you give zakat on that. If it is less, whatever you had, it's, no, you don't have that. You have only 4,000. Then there's no zakat. So zakat is only those who have spent on themselves, on their family, their food, their lodging, their transportation, their rent, whatever expenses they have. They have spent all this. And then after that, they had saved the money. So they have to give the zakat. Zakat is on your personal account. Zakat is on your business account. Zakat is those who have agricultural products for commercial reasons, they give zakat on that. You have livestock, they have real estate, they have to give calculate accordingly. And it is generally about 2.5%. And this is once a year. It's not asked that you give every month or a few times a year, only once a year. So all your expenses you have done upon yourself, upon your families, still you have some money, then at the end of the year you calculate that and you give it for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this zakah, beautiful word. Zakat is the purification. Zakat is the growth. And zakat is the goodness. The word zakah means that. Zakah means purification. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصلي عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم. Allah said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, take from their wealth صدقة, some charity by which you purify them and make them grow in goodness. So that is the word zakat, to do that. تزكيهم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. So zakat is a beautiful word. This word means that is purification of the heart of the giver from selfishness, from greed, and then growth in his wealth, growth in his prosperity, and also the goodness of a person. The goodness grows. As it said by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, نفس المزكي تزكو وماله يزكو وهي تنمي الفقير. That is your soul being purified, your wealth purified, and it increases the happiness in the society. The poor people receive the help. وهي تنمي الفقير. So that is the beauty of zakah principle. If all people pay, lot of difficulties, lot of problems will be solved. But unfortunately, this pillar of Islam is not practiced very much. And some people think, whatever I give, that's my zakah. No. It's like salat. It's not that you, whatever you rakah you want to pray, and whenever you want to pray, that's your salat. Salat is 5 times a day. For Fajr, 2 rakah fard. For Zuhr, 4 rakah fard. So fard. It's a special number is given, it's specified. The specified amount it has to be given for zakat as well. Otherwise, zakat is not paid. So zakat is, the Quran mentions also, where you should give that. That is, the Islamic government has to collect that from the people. And then you give it to the people who are in need. But if not, that individual responsibility. Those who are not living in that system, they have to do it themselves. They have to calculate for themselves and then give it. You can give it to an institution that you trust and they use the zakah in the proper way. You can give that institution so that they can distribute it. And the Quran has mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah 8 categories of people. 8 categories of people to whom the zakat can be given. If they are in need, of course, the needy people are mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 60, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ فَرِيضَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ. So this charity is farida, it's fard, and it is to fuqara, for the paupers, very poor people who have nothing. And masakin, poor people, but they are in need. They have something, but it's not enough for them. Amilin alayha, some expenses for the collection of zakat, administration of zakat. Al-mu'allafati qulubuhum, the new Muslims who need help to be accommodated in their family, in their society, and all of these things. Al-mu'allafati qulubuhum, those whose hearts are reconciled to Islam, freeing the slaves. Islam came to eliminate slavery. Islam came to abolish slavery. So for them, to free them. Al-gharimin, those who are under heavy debt and unable to pay. Fi sabilillah, in the cause of Allah. Cause of Allah is a broad category. It is for the defense of Islam. It is for the defense of Muslims. And also it is to prepare, to present the message of Islam to others. And then Ibn al-Sabil is the traveler who is stranded, lost his money. So these, you can see that these are the areas the Quran has specified. And it is to be spent in those areas. And then the reward is great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more. And He already given you more. You spent yourself. And then you have savings, and say if you give that, only 2.5%, He will give you more. So people, if they realize the beauty of zakah, if they realize the blessing of zakah, they will not neglect it. They will not be careless about it. You have to be very careful about it. And the wealth of is the amana, is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this gift has to be used to help the poor and the needy. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you more, to make you rich. Alhamdulillah. Allah maghrina bi halalika an haramik. Allah make us rich with the halal and save us from haram. But at the same time, give zakah, whatever you have. وفي أموالهم حق معلوم للسائل والمحروم. In their wealth, there is a haq, there is a right for the poor and the needy. The right of the poor and the needy should be recognized. We should use our resources carefully. Do not waste them. Do not overspend them for show off. And expenditure is extravagance. No, don't do extravagance. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's amana, it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be used in the right way. But at the same time, be generous for the poor and the needy. Be generous for your institutions. Masajid, don't take zakah, should not take zakah. But there are sadaqat for the masajid. And that is also a great reward for that. So you help the masajid with your sadaqat. Institutions, schools, Islamic schools especially, help them with the zakah money. Other things, hospitals, building all those things, yes, there's sadaqat. So that's category of sadaqah. And as far as the category of zakat, it's basically for poor. As Rasulullah Sallam said, when he sent Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala an to Yemen, he said to him, khuz bin amwalihim sadaqah, take zakat from their money, and it is tuqadu min aghniyaihim wa turaddu ila fuqaraihim. That's the basic category. It will be taken from the rich and given to the poor. Taken from the rich, given to the poor. Not taxes, but taken from the poor and given to the rich. I mean, I'm not saying don't pay taxes, but I'm saying that zakat is different from that. And zakat has to be given. This is the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the amana that you have to do that. So it is, and it will bring blessing, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his blessings upon all of us and keep us on the right path. For Ramadan, there is also a charity called Sadaqatul Fitr. This is a special charity of the month of Ramadan. Those who have, not necessarily the whole nisab, but even if they have something, they should give Sadaqatul Fitr. And Sadaqatul Fitr is calculated in cash by a group of scholars. In America at this time, it's about $12 per person in the family. The head of the household has to pay this amount on his or her behalf and on behalf of all the dependents. So children, whether young or old, even if baby is born that today on the Eid day, pay zakatul fitr for that baby, $12, because he came after Ramadan. Or in Ramadan, pay for that. Not fetus. If it's inside, okay. Can wait for another year. So that is zakat has to be given for on behalf of everyone, zakatul fitr. So calculate that your children, boys, girls, those who are living in you, those who are independent, making their own money, they are responsible for themselves. But as long as they are living with you and they're dependent on you, pay on them. Your spouse, of course. Pay on behalf of your wife, your children, and this money goes. What is the purpose of this money? The money is so that the poor people can enjoy, eat also. And something is given to them. And also at the same time, any mistakes, any shortcomings during your fast, it will take care of that. So that is for Zakatul Fitr. And the third thing is, of course, don't forget the Islamic Society of Orange County, your masjid. Where you are, you come and perform your prayers, and this has to be maintained. إِنَّمَا يَعْمَرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. The masajid are maintained, visited, people come to pray, and also maintain the masajid, those who believe in Allah in the last day and perform the prayers and give the zakah and fear none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the people who are rightly guided, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and help us and keep us on the right path. May Allah bless in this Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more Ramadan with good health, with good iman, inshallah, in our life. and keep us among the people who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَخُرْ دَعْوَانَا عَلِي الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Beside, of course, our prayers, our devotion, our reading of the Quran, our charity, all these things, make a special dua for the people who are suffering in the world. In the month of Ramadan, there are places where people were killed. They were not able to perform their prayers, Taraweeh prayers. And the people who are in difficulty, pray for them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove their difficulties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the pain, suffering, diseases from those who are in this situation. Allahumma shfi mardana. Allahumma shfi mardana. Allahumma shfi mardana. Nasrullah al-azim, rabbal arshil azim, yashfiana. And yashfi mardana. And especially Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haytham Bandukti, Brother Aliuddin Muhammad, Mahmoud, Brother Ayub family, and Sister Ifat Ara Mustafa, Kamal family, and Mumtaz Begum, Kabul family, and Sister Hajra Adam, and Parveen Ayub, and Brother Muhammad Zakaria. May Allah bless all of them. Shafahum Allah. And those whose names are not mentioned, may Allah give them shifa as well. Anyone who has any difficulty, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove their difficulty. Allahumma shfi mardana. Allahumma shfi mardana. Allahumma hafizna min kulli su' wa min kulli bala' wa min kulli da' ya rabbal alameen. And also dua maghfira, asking Allah's forgiveness for Brother Hashim Ayyub, Brother Haji Hussein Muhammad Kara Ali, who passed away in Lebanon today. And condolences to his wife, Sister Fariha, and one of the great scholars of India, Maulana Muhammad Rabe Nadvi, the head of the Muslim Personal Law Board, the head of the Nadwatul Ulama. And when I was a student in Nadwatul Ulama, he was my special teacher. He was my mentor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. He passed away yesterday. His janazah was attended by thousands of people in Lucknow. May Allah bless him. May Allah give him maghfirah. Allahumma ighfir lahu warham. Allahumma ighfir lahu warham. We'll be praying Salatul Janazah for Sister Mani Afrij. Condolences to her husband, Brother Muhammad Kamachi. And children, Liam, Adam, and Shad. May Allah give them patience. And give patience to her mother, Sister Aisha Zika. Family and friends. We'll be praying, inshallah, after Salat al-Jum'ah. Inshallah, we'll have Salatul Janazah for her. And she will be buried in the Westminster Memorial Park. May Allah bless her. May Allah bless all the people who passed away. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'fu anhum. Ibadallah, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Wa la dhikrullahi akbar faqimu s-salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استو واستقيموا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى وأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. We'll have Salatul Janaza inshallah. Before that, Brother Alim, do we have an announcement?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thanks for the courtesy of your time. I was going to make an extended pitch for fundraising, but out of the respect for the family of the deceased and her dear sister, late sister. I will not do that. But all I will mention is that please be extra generous today. There is no secret that what we collect as a masjid during the month of Ramadan sustains us, supports us through the rest of the year. So today is the last Friday of Jum'ah. The best charity is in the month of Ramadan. So please be extra generous, and thank you again for your continued support. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give family the patience and give our dear sister a safe journey in the grave, raise her among the righteous, and grant her entry into the paradise without questioning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Family, any brothers here? Or son? You want to be in the front area? Please come. May Allah bless you. May Allah give you patience, inshallah. May Allah bless. May Allah bless. May Allah bless you. Please come. Come, come. You make second line. Three people in one line. Yeah, come forward. Come closer. Barakallahu fikum. May Allah bless you. Salatul Janazah will have four takbirs. At the first takbir, raise your hand, hold them, recite. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa jalla sanauk wa la ilaha ghayruk. Or Suratul Fatiha. And then second takbir, after that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And then third takbir, after that a special prayer, a special dua for your mother, for all of us. Allahumma qfil li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa zakarina wa unsana. Or you say Allahumma qfil laha wa rahmah, Allahumma qfil laha wa rahmah. And then four takbir and then salam on both sides. May Allah bless you. Turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma qfil li hayyina wa mayyitina. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم اغفر لها ورحمها وعافها واعف عنها اللهم أكرم نزلها ووسع مدخلها اللهم اغسل خطاياها بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم نقها من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم جازها بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير اللهم صبر أهلها يا الله اللهم صبر أهلها اللهم صبرها وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. الله أجركم أحسن. الله بلس يوم. الله بلس يوم. الله أجركم أحسن عزاءكم. غفر لميتكم. الله بلس. بارك الله فيكم. الله بلس يوم. الله بلس يوم. الله أجركم. الله بلس. الله أجركم. الله بلس. الله بلس. Just few minutes, you can wait, so press sunnah and then you can drop. Assalamu alaikum, may Allah bless you, may Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you.